So in one of our previous modules, we talked about how you define, how you segment your market for where your ideal customers are located. In this particular module, we're going to talk about creating something that we call a customer avatar. And so if we go into that particular segment of your market, that particular market segment that you're targeting, and you create and you look at your ideal customer, what sort of characteristics do they have, do they all share? What sort of characteristics do they have that make them part of that group in that particular market segment? We're going to talk about that. So why bother making a customer avatar? That's a pretty good question. It helps you to get your marketing campaigns on target. So much like going after a specific market segment of 20 to 30-year-olds or women as opposed to men or adults as opposed to children, it helps you to zero in on exactly a group of customers that would want to have your services or your product. If you don't have a clear picture of who your ideal customer is, you're not even going to know how best to reach them or what kinds of things you're going to want to talk to them about, to say to them. It's a lot more difficult to precisely communicate the benefits of your products or your services, what problems they solve, and where to put your message to even reach those people. So fortunately, if you know the right elements to look at, creating a useful customer avatar is a very quick and painless process. So how do you analyze your customers? How do you get this data? The core elements of a customer avatar is personal information such as name, age, marital status, and so on. What sort of goals and values do they have? Where do they hang out? Do they go out to eat? Do they have specific places that they like to go out and eat? Sources of information that they might have online. Where are their pain points, what kind of challenges, obstacles are they dealing with in their life, and potential objections. And one of the reasons that this, just right at this point, I'm going to stop and point out that one of the reasons that this information is really critical is because if you have an ideal list of customers, let's say you have 100 customers that you look at and say, boy, these are just really, I'd like to take a cookie cutter and just make a whole bunch of these people just show up at my doorstep, for example. If you can identify those 100 customers by name, by city, you can put that list into Facebook, for example, and they will send you a list of every, or they'll put your message in front of every single similar client within a target zip code. So think about that for a minute. Let's say that you do a lot of work in a suburb of Chicago, Illinois, and more tightly, let's say you get into a very specific suburb of Chicago, Illinois, and you want to expand, let's just say, out of your neighborhood, for example, into a larger region of the metro area of Chicago, you can take 100 of your clients' names and put them into your Facebook ad account, and it will come back and start pinging your message out to identical people who share those identical characteristics on Facebook. Who is your ideal customer? Part one. What's the name, their age, and again, this is kind of a diagram of something we talked about just a minute ago. Are they married? Do they have any kids? How many kids they got? They have grandkids? They have great-grandkids? Where do they live? Do they have a house? Do they own a home? Do they rent an apartment? Whatever. Part two of this is another diagram. What's their level of education? Do they have any degrees? Do they have a high school diploma, grad school, college degree, whatever? Where do they work? What kind of job do they have? All that kind of information. Hobby, and then it even breaks down into specific hobbies and interests does your ideal customer have. Learning new things, improving themselves, working out, fitness, do they do marathons, meditations, all that kind of stuff. Do they play an instrument? And then further, you want to really kind of understand what are their, in this particular age bracket, age group, or gender, what are their goals? What are they trying to achieve? What kind of things do they value? What do they place high importance on? Do they like fairness, integrity, honesty? Do they value the results at any cost? Do they value hard work, or do they value a stress-free life? They can put a lot of others before themselves, or do they just look out for number one? Do they value saving money? Is that more important? But getting good deals, or do they value quality with, little regard to the cost of the product? What kind of challenges do they face? Do they have issues with money? Do they have any kind of relationship problems? Hard time finding free time? What pain points does your ideal customer have? I mean, we're continuing on this. Do they worry about their business? Are they afraid of health problems? Do they lose sleep over financial issues? Where do they hang out online? Do they prefer Facebook versus Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn? This stuff literally just changes. The social media stuff changes monthly. Are there forums or blogs that they like to read, that they like to hang out on, that they like to participate in? And again, this stuff is all important, because once you start figuring this stuff out, you get a real good idea of where you need to advertise. So where do they get the information from? News sources, Fox News, or do they go to ABC News, or television news, or CNN, or wherever they go? What types of books and magazines do they read? Do they subscribe to? Are there any specific titles that they work with? I mean, is it interest-based books or magazines that they subscribe to? Do they subscribe to any kind of a video channel or a podcast like YouTube or iTunes or whatever? What objections to buying your product or service might they have? And this is where you start to kind of slowly zero in on stuff that becomes even more directly relevant to you. Do they think your product or your service is a little bit too expensive, not expensive enough? Do they have the time for it? Do they worry that it takes them too long to deliver results? All things that you need to be very tuned into, those kinds of answers. So then you take all of that and you put it together. And you should have a really clear picture of the exact individual, the characteristics of the exact ideal individual that you want to be talking to, you want to be delivering your message to. And with all the information that we just went through, you can really start doing a very good job of coming up with ads that are talking the lingo, that are kind of pushing their little hot buttons. You can create landing pages and specific offers in a way that resonates with people, that resonates with these ideal customers, uses their goals, their values, their feelings, and their emotional attachments or challenges to really kind of draw them in to read your offer. It overcomes all of their potential objections right away, immediately, before they even come up. It paints a picture that shows them how your product or your service is really going to help them achieve some of their, get rid of some of their pain points, or helps them to achieve some of their goals. So this is the reason why you want to pay so much attention to who your ideal, the characteristics of your ideal customer. Some of them are advertising channels that you want to be very careful about choosing them to reach your ideal customer. Again, I've said in different places throughout this course that you got to be very sensitive to the age group you're dealing with, because in today's world, there's so many different choices that they can have for getting the information that they want. And different groups, different age groups will just continually migrate around online, especially from Facebook to Instagram to Pinterest to all over the place, Twitter. So you want to be really careful. You want to know which channels you want to deal with to get to your ideal client. And one thing that I'll tell you right here is that you want to be really careful not to rule out offline methods of communicating to people. You know, if you listen to all the stuff that's on the internet, you would think that was the only way that you could communicate to the person sitting next to you. Unfortunately, you have that, or fortunately, I guess I should say, that's not true. You have so many things like cable television that is incredibly, you know, if you want to do video type stuff, you could use regular broadcast television. Or if you want to select specific neighborhoods, cable television has the ability to deliver your message down to specific streets within a neighborhood. People on one side of the street might see your ad, the other people on the other side of the street might not. So there's all kinds of, you know, opportunities offline besides direct mail postcards or direct mail that you can use to get your message out to the right ideal client. Pay attention to how these characteristics of your ideal client might change over a period of time. You're going to want to interact with them constantly, and really, you know, for the sake of being transparent, take a genuine interest in them. What makes them tick? I mean, you really got to be passionate about this. Why do they want to use your services? Why is it that they want to buy your products? Use this data and get to know them, to collect this data, improve it, refine it to all of your existing avatars, assuming you have more than one. Create new avatars to talk to different types of people. Entice customers to take a survey that's going to give you very granular data that you can use. A few people don't really, you know, not very many people enjoy taking surveys, so make sure you give them a little bit of a bribe or a thank you gift of some sort. Some avatar type marketing is going to outperform others, so always be testing, always be improving, always be asking questions about the validity of the information that you have.